Hi, this is the Sea Bear Sheeling. I'm sorry for starting for 10 minutes late. I'm up in the Great Lakes in the Thousand Islands, and it's really, really beautiful up here. Just taking a weekend off that I need so desperately sometimes. What we wanted to talk about tonight was the meditation that I've been doing for the past 3 months on the radio station, and it seems to be helping a lot of people, and I wanted to do that this evening. That's bringing energy down from heaven and allowing that energy to go through our bodies and make a connection to Mother Earth in the center of Mother Earth, bringing that energy up to the face of the Earth, which is raising the vibration of the Earth. So I've been doing that for the past few months. Every once in a while I'll put on a program that changes it to keep it interesting, but this is really interesting stuff, and I think that we can do that through a simple meditation. I don't really need to meditate with it, but a lot of people here might need a little meditation to get into this simple act of kindness to Mother Earth. And what we need to do is just focus ourselves and look straight ahead and allow ourselves to feel who we are, which is getting in touch with your gut and your heart and just focusing and just stay focused. That's it. And I'm bringing down light, a pillar of light. It should be right in front of you right now. Yes, there we go. And if you put your hand out, you'll be able to feel that pillar of light in front of you. Just allow that light to go down to the center of the Earth. If you are able to see light, you should see that pillar of light. It should be about 4 feet in diameter. Some of you might see it 2 feet in diameter. And you'll see a light down. If you look between your legs in front, you'll be able to see a small light. Some people might be able to see a light that's 6 inches big. And if you look all the way down, you'll be able to see that light. It's the center of the Earth. And the light from heaven is touching the light of the center of the Earth. Now what we need to do is just focus and allow that light to come right up through the heavenly light just to the face of the Earth. You should be able to feel that light by your feet now. It should have almost like a wonderful, wonderful feeling for you. Just a really, really good feeling, a very relaxing feeling. And not only that, but the vibration of it is so calming that it's going to take your vibration through the roof without you getting any kind of after effects from it. What you'll be doing is just feeling extremely relaxed. The more relaxed you are, the higher the vibration. So allow yourselves to relax and just let that energy come up through you. That's it. And that will clear you, and that will balance you, and that'll keep your mind very, very clear. And it should be helping you right now. It feels really good to me. That's it. So we're going to take about 30 seconds and just allow that to permeate everything around you. And just allow that energy to vibrantly just flow through you and make a connection to the Earth. Now what you're doing is that energy is going through your aura, and it's sending out a signal, a vibrational signal that's very high. And what we're doing for the last 3 months with this is just to bring a lot of calmness to the Earth, which it needs so desperately, and to be very calm ourselves. And what that'll do is allow you to be clear of mind, which is really, really important, because we have so much junk in our minds sometimes that we need to allow ourselves just to be disciplined enough to feel the energy coming through and just relax with it. And again, the more relaxed you feel, the higher the vibration. So the vibration is very high. If you relax more, it'll go higher. So just enjoy that type of vibration. It really, really feels good to me. What we need to do is just focus. I want to take 30 seconds in silence and just allow that energy to go all through us and around the earth as much as we possibly can. I know there's a lot of people that are listening around the earth, around the world, and they've been doing this meditation. It seems to be helping a lot, so we're just going to give it 30 seconds now. No, it's 30 seconds. And you know, it calmed me down. It probably calmed everybody else down that is listening and doing the act of kindness to the earth and to themselves. It's so important to do. Remember the self. Remember that we're all human, that we all make mistakes. And through this kind of work, what you'll be able to do is focus more. Be more attentive in your thoughts and get rid of a lot of the negative energy that is around us, and to be able to help everybody around us that we possibly can. And that's just to be able to put in your aura love and compassion and harmony. All we need to do is just keep those thoughts clear in our minds, and we'll be able to help a lot of people without even knowing it. It's in the aura. It'll calm people down. It calms the earth. It calms the ground. It calms everything around us. And we need that so desperately, because we're actually being manipulated, and it's not really good to be manipulated. The governments are just manipulating us crazily. And we need to allow ourselves to calm down and take the frequency way above whatever they're doing in terms of manipulation. We're being manipulated by the papers. Just be calm and just relax and enjoy this kind of energy. Enjoy what can be done just by thinking about it. The energy that we're putting on the earth and in our bodies is actually very holy. It's coming from heaven and from Mother Earth. And it's very, very relaxing and very comfortable. So I hope you enjoy that. It should feel very, very comfortable, very relaxing. Your mind should be clear. You should feel very, very balanced and very grounded right now. And that's what we want. So anyhow, on that note, we can continue with some conversation. If anybody needs healing tonight, please don't hesitate to call. Let me give you some phone numbers. It's 1-530-876-9146 and 877-876-5227 and 1-888-815-9756. And please give me a call. Let me try to help you as much as I possibly can. And that's what I'm all about. I'm about just to be able to heal and love everybody that I possibly can. So please don't hesitate to call. I'm willing to help you no matter what it takes. And that's what I'm all about. It's all about love and understanding and compassion. And that's something that we need to put in our hearts more. What we need to do is just relax and balance ourselves. If you get in touch with me tonight, I'm more than happy to help you with balancing and relaxing. I'm working for Dr. Fred Bell now. I'm taking over his program in the morning. and it seems to be working out very well for he and I. What's going on is that for the past years that he's had, he's gone California time, and I'm Eastern Standard Time, so I'm starting at 9 o'clock in the morning rather than 12 o'clock in the afternoon, which is 3 o'clock his time. And so we're starting actually in California time at 6 a.m. and ending at 1 p.m. And it seems to be working very, very well. And I'm really, really happy to work for Fred. He's a great guy. And I'm still doing my massages. I'm still doing my healing work. But between that, we're selling some products that will help a lot of people around the world, nuclear receptors, different things of that nature. I bought a flamethrower from him 2 weeks ago, and it's been really, really positive in terms of dealing with energy. It's been quite interesting for my clients. What they've been able to feel is a lot of energy going through their feet, and it just clears out the body. It just clears out the temples. It clears out the mind. Clears out the heart, clears out all kinds of energy, the chakras. It's working very well. And what I've been able to do is to introduce it to my clients slowly, and it really, really works. It's really something that is very unique in terms of dealing with energy. It's Palladian. Fred was given the instructions and directions how to make it. And it seems to be very, very powerful. By the way, the Palladians are back. They are back on the planet. Evidently, something big is going on. It's quite interesting. I know I've been in contact with the Andromedans. They've been in my room. As a matter of fact, Fred and I were in contact with them last night on the radio. It was really, really interesting. But To get further into this, the energies that are coming into the planet are extremely, extremely powerful. The changes are going to be extremely powerful. And we need to have our minds as clear and as balanced as possible. And the way to do that is through meditation, either a simple meditation, or if you do meditation twice a day, that will help you tremendously. Just keep yourself very focused. I know there's been a lot of depression around. People have been talking about depression. And we need to focus, and we need to stay very, very centered. And that'll help the depression tremendously. I know we were talking to, I was talking to a lot of people a couple weeks ago, and even my clients that I massage are feeling depression. And so what we're doing is introducing this kind of energy. The flamethrower, projectors that I'm using, I'm putting them up this week in my new business, my new place of business. And it should be really, really interesting for a lot of new people as much as for my old clients. I still had my first clients from 15 years ago, and we're really close. We do a lot of tremendous work, and it's a lot of fun working with them because the growth that they've been able to go through and the growth that I've been able to go through seems to be helping a lot of different people, and also helping the earth and ourselves all at the same time. So it's a wonderful feeling knowing that the energies that are coming in are extremely powerful and that we can do a lot with them. All we need to do is let our minds let go. I've talked about this many times, where if you allow your mind to let go, the more you let go, the more you receive, the more you receive this new energy. The energy, as I said, is extremely powerful, and what it is more intuition, it's more understanding, it's more knowledge, it's more wisdom, it's more of everything that you've ever wanted. And what we need to do is just stay focused with this energy. And allow yourself to be, allow yourself just to let go. Again, the more you let go, the more you receive. And it's a wonderful feeling. Also, control. By giving up control, you gain control. There's a different kind of control. There's a spiritual control that allows you to make decisions for yourself that you can actually heal yourself and heal other people at the same time. And so to get rid of the ego, to get rid of the control that we have and allow the control of heavens and the energies to come through, it's a completely different kind of control. And you'll be able to open up to a lot more than you ever thought possible. You'll be able to see colors clearer. You'll be able to see green clearer. You'll be able to see images clearer. Your intuition will be better. Your modalities will be better. Everything will be better if you learn to let go of the ego. And it's not that tough to do. All you need to do is put in your mind to let go. The mind itself is extremely, extremely powerful. And I think it's wonderful that God has given us the grace to be able to make a better connection with Him and to be able to stay in tune with His force. And that's a force to be actually reckoned with in terms of kindness and of love to yourself. So please, whatever you do, if you want to grow and you want to allow yourself to be the best that you possibly can be, let go. It's so important to do that. Allow yourself to feel the feeling of love, of gratitude, of compassion, and to be compelled to be drawn further into God's will. It's so, so important for the rest of the world. And this time, it's very, very important. We don't want wars anymore. We don't want to deal with the governments that are hurting us. We just want love and compassion and understanding instead of war. I don't know why it happens, but we need to allow ourselves to be free of that. It's just so important to allow the governments to understand that we don't want this anymore. We want love. We want understanding. It's just a control issue, and we're not going to get into all this. That's a whole different program. Fred and I talked about it last night for quite a while. What we need to do is really understand that the powers we have are so positive and so wonderful that there's nothing that we can't do. What we need to do is allow everything to go. I can't say that enough, is to allow everything to go and to grow with love and understanding. If there's anybody out there that needs healing, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I'm more than happy to help you, so please don't hesitate to call. We've had a lot of fun over the last year on the program, and it seems to be really, really wonderful to be in touch with a lot of people that are trying their best, their absolute best, to be the best that they can be. And it's so important for us to understand that by understanding, to understand, it's really, really important to do. And what we need to do is just let go. And that's all you need to do, is just follow your heart. Follow whatever it says to do. And those connections can be made so easily. It's the mind that can throw us off. But the heart and the gut will not throw us off. The fifth brain is in the gut. And it's so important to get in touch with that fifth brain. It's called the Dantian, or it's 2 inches below your belly. And what you can do is to breathe in there, and you can also smile. It'll get you in touch with the inner smile of who you are. So if you take the smile and you just put a finger 2 inches below your belly button and just feel that smile that's in your body, just by smiling and getting in touch with that, will enlighten you in terms of being able to feel better about yourself, being able to feel that there's nothing actually wrong with you, that you can actually be the best that you can be. Yes, I know that there's some people out there that are not feeling well, but let's do the best we can to make it even better. Let's try to make things happen in a way that will allow us to be free of everything that we know of that is blocking us. It's so important to do. I think it's wonderful that we can all get together and try to do the best that we can. It's so important to do. It's important for our children. It's important for our grandchildren. It's important for us to be as free as we possibly can without any kind of vibration that will hurt us. And when you do these kind of meditations, any kind of meditation, where it will take your frequencies up, that's what it's all about. Because the frequencies that are coming in are very high, and we need to free ourselves to be able to take in the energy that's so wonderfully given to us, and just to be able to allow ourselves to feel that energy and allow us to grow. I know that there's times when I've wanted to bring people on the radio station with me, but I will do that in the future. Right now, I think what we need to do is get in touch with ourselves and with the godliness within ourselves, and to be able to breathe that in like I breathe in the breath of God. I've talked about this over for the last year, is just breathe in the breath of God. Allow that to go into your body. And what I'm talking about is as you're breathing that light in, don't try to control it. Allow it to go where it needs. The breath of God will go where it is needed. You don't have to make it flow somewhere else to the heart or to the liver. It will go where it's needed. God knows better than us what we need. And when we breathe in that life of breath, the breath of life, we need to allow ourselves to flow with it. That's what is known as compassion. If we allow ourselves to breathe in that light, to allow ourselves to take in the healing of God, you'll be a lot better off than just trying to control it yourself. What it is, I breathe in the breath of God and let that just go through you. I'll just breathe it right down the center of your body, and the other energies that you need, it will go right to the areas that you need, either your mind or your pancreas or your liver or wherever it needs to go. It's so important to do. I know that Fred and I were talking last night. He's got a picture of an Andromeda standing in a cornfield. And the Andromeda is about 15 feet tall. And the Andromedas that came in my room the first time were about 9 feet, 8 feet, and 6 feet. And they looked to me as pure white light. That's the way that I see them. And this Andromeda was transparent. And what's very interesting about that is that I'm working with some of my clients, and they go transparent right on the table. There's nothing inside of them anymore. The liver is gone, the pancreas is gone, the heart's gone, the lungs are gone. Everything disappears actually in the body, and the body becomes very transparent. And it's so important. I keep on using these words, so important. It's so important to let go, because the more you let go and the more love you're in touch with, you can become transparent also. And that transparency is a very, very high vibration. And I've done that a lot with a lot of my clients. And they feel the transparency, and they actually live with that transparency. So it's possible to reach those heights of energies. And those energies are very high now, as I said before. And allow yourself to accept them. Accept the energy that's coming in, and breathe it in, and you'll see that you can also be transparent, that you can also be cleansed. It's very, very important. Allow yourself to be. If you have blockages and you see a wall, please give me a call. We can knock down that wall together, and we can walk through. You'll be able to see things that you've never seen before. I'm willing to help you as much as I can. And I'm willing to do the best that I possibly can for you. So please, give me a call. Let us work together. We can knock down the blockages in your body, and we can do the best that we can to make you free and clear of things that need to be worked on. I've done it many, many times, and it seems to work, and it's free. It's on the radio. And we can really do some fabulous work together. So, if anybody's out there, I'll give you these phone numbers again. Let me get my glasses on here so we can see a little easier here. Those numbers are 1-530-876-9146, or 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And it feels really good to work with Fred. It feels really good to work with nuclear receptors, projectors, the flamethrower. I also have a master crystal that's underneath the table, and that seems to be working very well. I know that at nighttime, it actually fires under the table in my massage room. And when I was home, and right now as I'm doing work, people are feeling the heat from the master crystal that's under the table. I have it aimed towards the heart, and they're able to feel all that energy. It's like a warm glow going right through the body. So if you can make contact with yourself, you can make contact with anything. Because we are the universe. We are in touch with who we are. And that's really, really important to do. And the crystal will react to everything that we want. So in other words, if your mind is clear and your energy is pure, you'll be able to see this crystal firing. You'll be able to feel the energy entering your body and give it a lot of warmth and a lot of love. That's what life is all about. These master crystals have a life all of their own, and it's very, very interesting that you can actually feel this kind of energy. The projectors I have are extremely powerful. I've got four projectors. I have three of them in the room now. The fourth one is actually in my car. I'm on a trip, so I took it with me. But what's important is that they're going up in my new room on Monday. The old room that I have, my fantasy room at home, I'm actually looking at the energy right now, and the projectors are very lit. There's, as I say before, there are little pyramids all through the projectors, and they're firing, and there's a center of light in the center of the room. It's a ball of light, and that ball of light is very constant in my room. So when I move it over on Monday, it'll also be constant in this room. I've had so much luck in terms of being able to see energy, and with the projectors, it is even stronger. So that's what I'm doing now, and it's really, really great to do that. I've got a friend of mine that makes mandalas, and we have a bunch of those in the room, too, and that also takes up the vibration, and it really, really helps me a lot, and it helps the clients, and it's really important that we use things that are very, very good for us instead of things that are just not so good for us. So everything that I take into my room, I use with holiness, with love, and with compassion. And that's something that we need to learn. It's so, so, so important to learn that. And the other things are, is that your chakras, you can actually go into your chakras and just breathe in them. Just live in them if you want to. The heart chakra, the other side of the heart, this is real advanced work, but the other side of the heart chakra, you can actually go through it and be in the universe. And that can be pure white light or it can be dark, and that's okay because the darkness it will help us as much as the light in terms of learning about energy. Darkness doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. Darkness is also a wonderment in terms of energy, in terms of love. It's very, very important to learn to work with the darkness and the light because it's part of us. It's who we are. We do have a dark side, and we need to live in that dark side until it becomes entirely enlightened. And that can happen any time in your life, but you need to live in the darkness as much as you need to live in the light. It's very important to us that we understand that the darkness is there for a reason, and that darkness is to learn. It's to learn about what we can do to release things that are not very important. We put importance on dark because a lot of people think that the dark is not good, it's evil, and it's not true. The dark has as much wisdom as the light, and we need to accept that If you want to become enlightened in your life at some point, you need to accept the darkness. You need to accept that as well as the light. I know in the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, the Sfirot that are connected, each has God's name, but each has a different kind of meaning, wisdom and love, compassion, harmony. And what we need to do is just walk up the center path of the Kabbalah, of the Tree of Life, because the center path is the way to go. It takes in the dark and the light and the dark. And what we can do is accept that and allow it to live our lives. We need to live our lives in both the dark and the light. If you notice, in Western Hemisphere, we're getting more in touch with the yin and yang, which is the dark and the light. It's very important to live with both. We cannot live without the dark and the light. It's just something that we need to take on, and eventually the light will take over, and that's called enlightenment. But right now, to get in touch with that, it's very, very important. It's who we are. We need to allow that to expand and expound on what we need to learn to allow it to let go. And the reason I'm saying that is because through the letting go is where life is, and that's so important, because you'll find more enlightenment, you'll find more love when you let go. You'll see things clearer. You'll be able to hear the voice inside of you telling you to live and to love. And what I do is I go outside and I go into a park, and I'll sit down on a park bench and I'll write down things that I hear. And those sayings I've been teaching on the radio for the past year are given to me by God. It's something that I've made a connection with. It's something that I've done in the universe. And I feel very proud that I'm able to help you to be able to understand more of how to get in touch with this wonderfulness in the universe. It's so important, because when you learn that, you learn just about everything you need to learn. And just sit in quietness. Sit in the idea that you can listen to God. You can actually hear him or her, or however you want to learn. Just keep your mind open and just listen. That little voice inside your head is God. It's always leading you. It's always preceding you. It'll help you out no matter where you're at. When I'm massaging somebody, and I'm looking at the energies under the table, above the table, through the body, the angels coming in, the people coming in, what I'm doing is letting go. I'm letting go to allow this light to come in, and I listen to what God tells me. If he tells me 5 strokes, I do 5 strokes. I don't do 4 strokes. I don't do 6 strokes. I do 5 strokes, and that's what it's all about, listening. We have to listen. I know one time I was working on somebody, and I started to cry, and I said, God, why are you giving me all this? And he came to me and said, because you listen. And that's what it's all about. You need to be still and know that God is around you and inside of you, and use that type of energy the best way that you possibly can. And that's what it's all about. So please slow down. Get the vibrancy through you. By slowing down, you'll be able to feel more. You'll be able to see more. You'll be able to do more. And you'll feel a lot better about yourself. And that's what it's all about, being able to help yourself. Once you're able to help yourself, once you're able to love yourself even more, my goodness gracious, you can love a lot of people, and you can heal a lot of people, and that's what it's all about. So it's fun being with you, and it's fun talking to you, and it's fun doing all this beautiful energy work and trying to help you as much as I can. Please understand if it sounds a little bit too much, it's not too much. It's very simple to do. These techniques are extremely simple. God loves simplicity, and it's very important to keep things as simple as possible, and that's what it's all about. Anything that's not simple, I try to stay away from, because it becomes complex. God does not want complexity. He wants to keep everything as simple as you possibly can. the way to enlightenment is through simplicity. There's a lot that you'll see and a lot that you'll overcome because God is always with you when you're meditating. There's sometimes when it's not so pretty, but we need to go through those things to get to the other side. And you need to allow yourself to listen, to obey, and just to understand that He's with you. He's always with you. It's not a matter of not being with you. It's not a matter of being disconnected. You are not disconnected. You are connected to the Holy One, blessed be His name. You just need to give up the control and allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. Not somebody else's, but your own expression. Get in touch with the love within inside of you. Express that expression. Express, even write it down on the paper. Even sometimes I'll get up in the middle of the night, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'll get a saying and I'll write it down because I learned a long time ago, well, I got the saying, I'll remember it in the morning. Well, you won't remember it in the morning and it'll be gone. So what you need to do is keep pencil and paper or a microphone, something or other that you can record with at nighttime, because some of the most beautiful sayings, some of those most wonderful things that you'll come in contact with are said at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. I know that Nova Swan is the difference between dark and light. And at that particular time, sometimes I'll get up and read the Torah for 2 or 3 hours. And understanding more of the Torah is really incredible for me. It's the 5 books of Moses. And I learn a lot in that period of time between 3 o'clock in the morning and 5. It's a tremendous amount of energy time. And I do believe that God listens more intently at people in meditation at 3 o'clock in the morning rather than 6 o'clock in the evening. And I believe that reason is because you're getting up and you're doing something that's a little bit different. You're making an effort. You're making some time to take God within yourself at that particular time in the morning. Get out of your comfort zone. If you want to learn, if you want to be free, if you want more freedom in your life, get out of your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is everything that you're doing right now that's comfortable for you. If you want to learn more, let go. If you want to learn more, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Open up the New Testament. Listen to what Jesus has to say. Open up the Old Testament. Listen to what Moses has to say. Because I'll tell you something, what's very interesting is that when you start reading these holy books, you'll actually open up to a different dimension. You'll be able to see things that you've never seen before. And things change in the Torah. Things will open up that you've never even thought about. You'll be able to see things in different dimensions. It's just a matter of degree. It's a matter of change. It's a matter of getting out of your comfort zone. It's very important to do. You need to do things that will help you to grow. And the comfort zone is one area that can help you a lot. So if you want, write that down. Get out of your comfort zone. Get into areas that will help you learn, because change is what makes the difference. Change is what makes the difference. It's so important to get in touch with change. And what you can do very simply is start meditating, read about Moses, read about Aaron or Jacob or Jesus or Mother Mary, whatever it takes for you to get in touch with, whatever makes you comfortable in terms of energy, get out of it. Do something else. Get out of the comfort zone. Read the Torah. That's the only book I read. And sometimes I learn a lot, and sometimes I don't learn a lot, but usually there's a tremendous amount that I do learn. Even when I don't learn, I'll go back to bed and God will talk to me for like an hour or 2 hours, whatever the case may be, that He'll talk to me. But He will talk to me, and the same thing can happen for you. You just need to dedicate yourself to listen to what is being said to you. And once you dedicate yourself to that, then you're out of your comfort zone. You're in an area of growth. You're in an area that's so important for you to learn. These are maps. They're highways. They're the life zones. They're how to live your life, how to be more of a mensch, more of a gentleman, or more of a lady. It's very important to be out of that comfort zone and learn as much as you possibly can. And that's what life is all about. So it's been wonderful with you. I need to sign off, and this is Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I hope that everybody's doing well. Bye-bye.